The future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
It's currently 3 degrees at the Loyola campus at Concordia University. I'm Zina Schweibe. Here are today's headlines. Easing COVID rules in high schools, a solution for GP shortage get mixed reviews, and disappointment over the Co-op 26 agreement. Quebec has been facing a doctor shortage for years. The Minister of Health and Social Services, Christian Dubé, announced his plans to offer those without a family doctor access to a health professional. Here is Hannah Tianson with the story.
The Frontline Access Center for the Orphans Population's new project aims to provide people without a family doctor immediate access to a health professional. This project will offer financial support to super clinics who make visits to patients who are not registered with a family doctor. Dr. Michael Callan explains why super clinics are ineffective.
The doctors who staff these super clinics are the same doctors who are supposed to be taking on more patients, and we can't do both. So it's the same old story, which is, what do they want? Do they want every Quebecer to have a family doctor? Then we need more family doctors. But to take the family doctors who are supposed to be registering more patients and using them now to do walk-in clinics for people who don't have doctors does not make sense.
However, any help at all can be helpful for some people. Here is Monique McKay explaining why having more walk-in clinics would be beneficial for people like her who don't have a family doctor.
Trying to find a doctor is next to impossible. Like you have any illnesses or anything like that, even trying to get an appointment like at Stack Care out here on the West Island or Brunswick Medical Center, it's near impossible. You have to wake up at 5:30 in the morning and sit on the phone for half an hour trying to get through.
Patients across Quebec will have access to the Access Center for the Orphan Population by March 22. This is Hannah Thompson for Concordia News.
Get ready to dance because you will be allowed to do so in bars and clubs starting today. The ease of restrictions was announced by the Quebec government last Tuesday. Karaoke's and standing will also be allowed. This leads us actually to our next story regarding the ease of wear of masks in high schools that will also be in effect starting today. High school students no longer have to wear masks in class. They still have to wear it in common areas and when taking the school bus, but they are not allowed to remove it when they are seated in class. Philippe Robin, tell us more.
High school students have been wearing a mask for their whole day since the start of the pandemic. Today, restrictions are changing. Students' reactions are diverse on the issue. Here are two students sharing their opinion.
It's kind of painful wearing it for eight hours straight. And it's going to be way more comfortable in class.
Mask protects us against COVID. We must wear it. I don't mind wearing it in class.
This announcement affects parents too, because their kid might contract COVID and transmit it to them. I asked Tracy Gauthier, who's the mother of three students, if she agrees with the new measure.
I do not. I think with Christmas coming up, I think it's not wise to start taking chances with their children. I think they need to keep on wearing their masks until at least after the Christmas holidays.
This will change the daily life of those who are in contact with students. Here's Laurie Newton, the president of the Montreal Teacher Association, sharing her position.
To know that the government has decided to change the direction, teachers are disappointed. They do not feel particularly safe or protected.
79% of teenagers between 12 and 17 are fully vaccinated in Quebec. Primary school students will have to wait for their vaccination rate to go up before being allowed to remove their mask in the class. For Concordia News, in Montreal, I'm Philippe Robin.
An additional 6.7 million aid for the Carrefour Jeunesse Emploi across Quebec was announced today by Jean Boulet, Minister of Labour. We have Joël Jalbert present at the Carrefour Jeunesse Emploi de Laval, where this announcement was made this morning. Joël, how is this announcement important for Quebec youth?
Well, Zina, it's very important because, as you know, young adults have been greatly affected by the pandemic in the work sector, but also at school. There are about 200,000 young adults in Quebec that are in a situation where they're either not working or not in school. Jean Boulet, Minister of Labor, referred to the latest study on job vacancies and salaries, where it was evaluated that around 200,000 jobs are still vacant. Here's what he had to say.
It's not only a question of getting back to work. Very often, it's a stepping stone to allow the young people to go back to school and study in a sector that will again allow them to get back to work.
You are actually at the Youth Employment Center in Laval. What do they have to say about this?
Yeah, well, this $6.75 million will be distributed throughout the 110 Carrefour Jeunesse Emploi in Quebec. But I spoke with Christiane Pichette, who is the executive director at the Carrefour Jeunesse Emploi in Laval. And so here's what she had to say.
It's very important for us because it's the return of the universality of the service for all the young people in Quebec.
How will that affect the community of young adults in Quebec?
Well, as you've heard, just Christiane Pichette mentioned, you know, it was announced back in June that they would go back to a financing which is rooted in mission. So like she mentioned, you know, both her and Monsieur Boulet mentioned that the approach of the Carrefour Jeunesse Emploi is one where the young adult has a very personal and individual labor journey. So yes, they are trying to match openings to candidates, but it's still focused on the strengths and the interests of that individual.
Thank you, Joelle. Police is investigating a suspicious death of a 16-year-old man who was shot in the upper body. The victim was pronounced dead at 9 p.m. in the intersection of Villery Street and the 5th Avenue in Saint-Michel. Police are suspecting a homicide, but no suspects or arrests have been made yet. The Laval Police Department is looking for a 15-year-old girl named Rita Amari that went missing Saturday. The teenager left home but did not come back. Her relatives are worried about her safety because she has reportedly made worrying comments about her safety. A couple of days after the end of Co-op 26, world leaders managed to sign an agreement. The Association of Fundraising Professionals share their plans to fight the climate crisis. Many other organizations and activists are voicing their disappointment with the Co-op 26 conclusion. We're joined by Jordan McKay with the story. Jordan, what can we expect from the FPA?
The Association of Fundraising Professionals is looking to discuss concrete measures to fight global warming. They hope to find ways to combat the climate crisis within the philanthropy sector during their press conference live right now. Here's a little taste of what's happening.
Une petite. C'est la première chose, il faut le savoir, parce que si on subventionne la lutte au changement climatique d'un côté, puis que d'autre côté, on investit dans des choses qui sont extrêmement polluantes, ben on est en train de défaire de la main droite ce qu'on essaie de faire de la main gauche, donc il y a une cohérence à avoir. Heureusement, il y a de plus en plus d'outils disponibles, il y a de plus en plus de fonds.
What exactly was the problem with what happened at the conference?
Well, a lot of nations were hoping to see some stronger measures. Leaders introduced an agreement to phase out coal, but after pushback from certain countries, they agreed to phase down the coal usage instead. Robert Frank, a political analyst, says despite the disappointment, this was a progressive move.
It is a case where it is not ideal. However, to go without an agreement would have even worse effects on the climate of this planet.
What's the reaction following the sign-in?
There's actually been a lot more disappointment than expected. The FTQ, Quebec's Federation of Workers, is disappointed with the outcome, claiming it provided no solid measures for groups like them. They were not alone in their disapproval of the soft language of world leaders. Global climate activist Greta Thunberg took to Twitter to voice her anger over the conference's conclusion. It seems most organizations and activists expected more from COP26 and found the wording of the agreement too weak.
Thank you, Jordan. In sports today, news today's swimmer Summer McIntosh won the ISL playoff meet. Canadian ice dancing duo won silver medal, and tennis star Federer makes a shocking announcement. Alexa Toguri-Laurent has more sport news coming up.
Up to center ice. Steen shovels it in. Coyle driving it. Coyle shoots it, scores. Oh, what a goal!
In hockey, the Montreal Canadiens lost against the Boston Bruins. Forward Charlie Coyle helped the Bruins claim victory against the Habs with a clear shot to the net. It's been 2 years since the Habs and Bruins faced off each other since the pandemic. The team will take on the Philadelphia Flyers this Saturday.
CC to Hyman as we come up on the horn. A centering pass, score! And just like that, this
Edmonton Oilers player Kyler Yamamoto scored a last-minute goal against the St. Louis Blues, making it the first win for the team since 2018. The Oilers beat the Blues 5-4 and will face off the Arizona Coyotes tomorrow. In football news, the John Abbott Islanders won against the Cherbourg Volunteers by 36-32 in the RSCQ Division 2 game. Islanders quarterback Kaylan Trepanier ran a Hail Mary catch and run across 50 yards, scoring under 0.1 seconds. This split-second victory shook the entire stadium. In basketball news, the Houston Rockets continued their losing streak. The Arizona Suns defeated the Rockets by 23 points, making it their 11th loss in the season. The team is ranked 12 in the NBA's worst team franchises. The Suns and Rockets will rematch this February. In tennis, superstar Roger Federer announced he will not compete in the Australian Open due to knee surgery after losing in Wimbledon's quarterfinals back in July. His coach, Ivan Ljubicic, says he's still determined to play despite his injury. In ice dancing, Canadian ice duo Florence Fournier-Baudry and Nikolai Sorensen won a silver medal in the Cup of Austria. This was a great improvement after they were placed third in the rhythm dancing routine earlier in the competition. In swimming news, Toronto-based swimmer Summer McIntosh won the 400-meter individual medley in the ISL playoffs. This marks the second victory for the 15-year-old swimmer. That's all for your sports newscast.
The infamous red-browed and green-winged duck named Pickle Rick was finally adopted after two glorious days of parading the streets of Windsor. It was believed that he roamed the roads after the death of his departed duck girlfriend on the weekend. The weather is a mixed bag this week. You can expect some sunshine tomorrow, following rain for the rest of the week. This might be short-lived because snow might be on its way this Wednesday, followed by some rain Tuesday. That's your news to 1127. Thanks for listening for Concordia News. I'm Zina Schweiger.